Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, Dance Music, Electronica, DJ Culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
So that's right, you are listening to Aloft Studios Presents, and we're getting straight into the mix with this track by Pete the Freak and Motormouth. Once again, another cracking track by Pete the Freak. And you can check out more about Pete the Freak on myspace.com/PeteTheFreak. And of course, Pete the Freak is bringing us this month's Master Mix, which is coming up later in the show. So keep locked in to hear that. And right now on Aloft Studios Presents with DJ Vicar, Clank and DJ Roo, we're going to continue to get into the mix with this track which is coming in, which is Panther by Jimstar. djvicar.co.uk, you'll get a link to both the track and the video of this track, and you'll really get the full benefit of this track if you see it with a video. It's a video of a rocket taking off, and both you'll see go really well together. And apparently John Digweed's been dropping this track as part of the North American tour that he's been doing with Sasha. So do check that out. Again, on my website, you will find this month a full track list for the tracks that I'm dropping in this part of the show. But let's get back into this track. Vicker in the mix on Aloft Studios Presents, and once again bringing you some really cracking tracks. And this track is by Electroholics and it's called Influence, and you can check them out on MySpace. All the links for all the tracks and artists and MySpace links, all that kind of thing, can be found on my website, djvicker.co.uk.
That's right, you are listening to Aloft Studios Presents, episode 4. And we've just been in the mix for the last 10 minutes. And this month, coming up in the show, we've got a brand new master mix with a guest mix by Pete the Freak of Llama Farm Records. So we're looking forward to playing that later in the show. But first of all, just to quiz Clank a bit. Clank, what have you got coming up in Clank's tracks? You're doing something slightly different this month, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. As a lot of people know, Andy Hunter's new album has just come out called Colour. So I thought I'd sort of just concentrate on the one album and sort of give a review of that, basically, instead of like reviewing all different stuff. So, can I just ask, why is your voice sounding all muffly, Lee? Would you like to explain that to us?
Well, it's not because I drank tea, and it's not because I ate chocolate cake, because apparently only tea makes your voice sound not so good. But yeah, it's because we're actually doing this show this month using Skype. It's been a pretty hectic month, I think, for all of us, and for me, it wasn't going to be so possible to get over to Loughborough from Birmingham, so we're doing the show via the wonderful technology that is Skype. So, yeah, that's why my voice is sounding slightly muffly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and DJ Roo, what have you been up to? Was I supposed to ask you something else, Clank?
No, that's fine. That's all right, don't worry, keep rolling.
Yeah, well, I've got two more tracks for the classic tracks, which I will reveal later. Also, I wanted to talk about some artists that I've been really into lately. It's actually a duo called Bassfly.
Have you heard of those, Lee?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, they're from France.
Bassfly.
Right.
So anyway, let me just play a little bit of some tracks of theirs.
Yeah, go for it.
This first one is Robot Funk, and this is the original mix. Let me just play a little bit. Just move it on a bit. Hang on. Okay, let me just tell you a little bit about them. As I say, it's a duo. It's actually Oliver, I'm not sure if it's Khan or Kane, it's K-A-A-N and R-O bass. So, as I say, they're a duo from France and they produce sort of progressive electro house, really.
Sounds a bit like General Midi. It reminds me a bit of him. I don't know if you know.
All right, I'm not really sure about
it. Where did you find this duo from?
Well, actually, they requested me from MySpace, and I was just really impressed by them. And they've also got another remix. Let me have a look. It's of a Kylie Minogue track. You know, the In My Arms. Let me just play a bit. Then that's actually an unofficial mix, but I felt quite privileged because they actually sent that to me, so I could DJ that one out, so that's cool. And one more track, this has actually just been released. This is by Bassfly and JSR, and this is the Muttonheads remix of Ice Wind. Yeah, so you can find out about Bassfly from MySpace, and their MySpace page is www.myspace.com/electrobassfly. So check them out.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Very cool tracks, yeah.
So we should probably mention, actually, just at the beginning, that some people will actually now be listening to the show via the new radio stream, which is Aloft Radio.
That's right.
So, guys, tell us a bit about that. That's been up, what, a month now?
Yeah, we've had Aloft Radio, I suppose, up about a month. Although it's probably about 2 or 3 months gradually setting it up.
Yeah,
we've been running officially about a month. Seems to be getting a good response.
Coinciding with the new website.
That's right. Yeah, I've also
been working on.
Yeah, I've just uploaded a brand new www.aloftstudios.co.uk, and we had a lot of troubles with our old website, kept sort of having difficulties with it. So what I've done is I've been using a site called Reverb Nation, which is kind of like a mute sort of MySpace kind of alternative. And we've basically put all our tracks on there and then linked that into our new website. And it seems to be a much stable way of doing it. So
yeah, looks good.
Yeah, so cool. If anyone wants to check that out.
And you can have a look on there to find out the schedule as well, all with the different shows that are on.
Yeah, we've got a lot. We've got Chris Harrington's just come on board with his Global Horizon show. We've got Quill Roder with their QR Global show. We've got Mixing For You doing their Gospel House. And if I can't remember anything else, I apologise. What other stuff have we got, DJ Roo?
Well, we've got, you have to check out on the site.
Yeah, Chill 30 by some DJ Roo person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check it out, Aloft Radio.
Yeah, so if you're listening on the podcast, then do check out Aloft Radio, Aloft Studios. .co.uk
and you'll
find the link to the radio station. So let's get into the rest of the show.
Tracks.
Hello and welcome to Clank's Tracks number 4. Normally I review music by different artists, but I thought this time I'd just concentrate on one, so I'm going to be reviewing the album Colour by Andy Hunter, which has just recently come out. And it's probably been reviewed in different places, but I thought I'd give it the Clank perspective. So first up, we've got the first track from the album, which is called Sound Pollution. We'll be right back. So this track is Sound Pollution, which is the first track off of the album. And I love the build-up to it, the kind of soundtrack feel to it. Sounds perhaps like something out of a Bond film, but with little Middle Eastern touches perhaps. So yeah, quite an epic track, a great sort of beginning to the album. So yeah, the album as a whole is really well produced. It's got a nice sort of spacious, kind of lush feel to it. It's quite chilled out. And I would say it's more electronica than dance particularly. The electronica tracks for me are more the standout tracks perhaps than the dance ones on this album. Some of the tracks even have a more indie or pop feel to them as well. It features vocals by various guest vocalists, singers Mark Underdown, Shaz Sparks, Dee Morgan, Kathy Burton and even Madure. And the next track up is called Stars. This track is called Smile. We'll be right back. you're listening to Smile off of Andy Hunter's Colour album. And the vocalist on this is Midura, obviously from Ultravox from way back. And yeah, I love this track. It's got more of a pop kind of feel to it, slightly 80s obviously. And I was almost thinking it sounds a little bit like an a-ha track, but anyway. And yeah, so I just love the production on this, the sort of the orchestral kind of string quartet beginning, but like with little bit crushed sort of glitches. Very interesting production and processing going on, almost like little micro sounds in it. And then it kind of goes into the pop track, as I said. And yeah, just quite an unusual mixture of sounds, but really like this track. It's got such a happy kind of feel to it and some great lyrics, great vocals. And then the last track I'm going to be reviewing off the album is called Fade. So this track's called Fade, and it's probably my favourite off the album, actually. Just really beautiful vocals by Kathy Burton, cool sort of chilled feel to it, really great drum programming and glitches again, a bit like the last track. And also the orchestral elements just work so nicely in this, but with really kind of uplifting, soaring vocals. Yeah, quite a poppy feel to it. Yeah, just a beautiful piece of music. So Andy Hunter's album Colour is available right now from various sources. Go and check it out. And that's it for Clank's Tracks for this time. See you next time.
Clank's Tracks.
Hello and welcome to another Classics. Right, let's just get straight into it and let's hear the first track and see if you know what it is. We'll be right back. So that's the first track. It's a very famous track that has been remixed many times, and I'm sure will be remixed many more times with those famous vocals. So does anybody know who it is or what the track is?
I want to say that I think we should invest in some buzzers.
Good idea.
Did you want to buzz in then? Did you
want to buzz in first?
I wanted to, yeah, but then it would have ruined the good vocals, like you said. But yeah, buzz.
Go on then. You beat me to it.
Alison Limerick, Where Love Lives.
That's right.
Spot on.
And do you know what year this version was out anyway?
That version.
Is this the original? Right.
Is it the original?
It's got to be, it sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think this is the original one,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 92 or 94?
94 or 3 was that?
92 or 94.
92 or 94, okay. I really don't know.
Well, I'm thinking that this one was 91. I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Because I've kind of looked into it, and the first time it was released in the UK was 1990, but it only got into number 87 in the UK charts.
Whoa.
It was reissued 91, got to number 27 in the charts.
It would have got played, loved in the clubs though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
And the last time it was out was 96. And it got to number 9 in the UK charts.
96? Yeah.
Actually, no, another remix was done in 2003, and that got to number 44. But I'm sure there will be more remixes of this one.
Yeah,
very, very cool track. Okay, let's have the next one. You can't buzz in yet either.
Back with another one of those block rocking beats.
I know you both
if you can do the name, can I do the year?
Yeah, well, no, I do know the year actually. But I can, well, it's obviously Block Rocking Beats by the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what year is it? And are you looking this up?
I know off by heart.
No, you'd be able to hear my keyboard.
Well, I don't know, not with muffle vision.
So, what year is it? 1995. No.
Well, unless there was an 96? Earlier version that we don't... No, it's 97.
Yeah.
I'm biased. I was listening to this the other day for my own purposes. But yeah, it's 97 that it came out. Is it off of Exit Planet Dust or is it off the next one?
Do you know what album it is, Lee?
I would have said it was out.
I know what the album is.
But okay. The album.
Dig Your Own Hole.
Yeah. Something that we all tend to do sometimes, but...
Yeah, I probably just did it then.
So, do you know the name of the two guys... in Chemical Brothers?
No.
One of them is one called Ed something.
Yeah.
I can't remember his second name.
Ed
Tom.
Simons.
The other one called Tom.
And Tom, that's right, Ed and Tom, yeah.
Tom Rowlands.
Tom Rowlands.
Or Rowlands.
Well, if it's Rowlands, he's got a good name for electronic music. So,
well, they're geniuses anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is my favourite track actually by them that they've ever done. It's my favourite one.
Mine is a track that I won't be able to remember the name, but before they were called Chemical Brothers, they were called Dust Brothers.
They were, weren't they? The name was taken, yeah.
They had to change their name, and yeah. I'm not... It was the first... It was before they were unknown, and it was on their junior boys' own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was... And I wish I still had that record, because I think it'd be worth hundreds of, if not thousands of pounds now. Yeah.
Do you know the other name that they were known as... At one point,
no.
I didn't know there was.
It's the 237 Turbo Nutters.
No, that's the name they should have kept.
Maybe they can go back to that.
Perhaps not. No.
Or maybe not. No.
Anyway, I don't need to tell you any more about the Chemical Brothers because I'm sure you know all about them.
I've sort of heard of them, yeah.
So, anyway, that's all for this month's classics. That's been enjoyable, that one. So,
very cool, thank you.
Cheers, guys, for that. See you next time.
The Deep Life Showcase.
Here we are once again with the Deep Life Showcase. So this is BC and Lomax with their track Can't Say No, and this is the Lensman remix, Lensman being the Dutch liquid D&B producer, and this will be available from the 15th of May. The track you're listening to right this moment is a digital exclusive, but the track itself is going to be part of an actual full-scale CD, vinyl and digital release on Spearhead Records, and as you may know, Spearhead are distributed to Beatport by Deep Life. The CD and release, and as I say vinyl, is going to be called Mood Swings. This is a major release for Spearhead. They've got remixes and tracks by people such as Cubix, A-Sides, Logistics, Marky and Bungle, Utah Jazz, Newtone. So some quite heavy hitters of drum and bass involved in this. So check that out, as I say, from the 15th of May. And you can look them up at www.beatport.com/labels/Spearhead+records. Next up, we've got Charlie and Andy for Aerial, and this is the Triple D remix. Charlie and Andy and 4 Aerial remixed by Triple D, and you may remember that I reviewed the original version in last month's showcase, and this is remixed by Triple D, whose release I Build On You and You Are Dust I also reviewed in a previous show, and check him out, he's a great artist and he's done a really really interesting job on this. I just love the feel of this mix. I've always thought of Triple D as a trance artist, but this has kind of got quite a heavy electro feel, quite a techno electro feel to this track. And as we said before, this is actually coming out in July. It'll also be remixed by myself and DJ Rue. So yeah, check it out. 4 Aerial by Charlie and Andy, the Triple D remix. Last up for this month's showcase is the track Mango Kiss by Calibi, and this is Jar Coder's Tango Bliss remix. Mm-hmm.
I started off with a drum and bass track, and we finish off with a drum and bass track. So this is the track Mango Kiss by Calibi. Calibi is mostly known for his down-tempo and chill-out tracks, but this has been remixed into a nice chilled liquid drum and bass mix by Jarcoder. And this will be out on Beatport on May the 15th. So that's the Deep Life Showcase. And you can check out Deep Life at www.deeplife.com and at Beatport at www.beatport.com/labels/deeplife+records. See you next time.
Circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Mix.
Hi, this is DJ Vicar, and it's a pleasure this month to introduce a guest master mix by Pete LaFreak. And you can check Pete LaFreak out at myspace.com/Pete LaFreak. Let's get into the master mix.
You are listening to The Master Mix on Aloft Studios Presents.
Music.
This has been the Master Mix by Pete the Freak on Aloft Studios Presents Number 4.
That was wonderful!
Bravo!
I loved that!
Oh, it was great!
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful!
I was terrible!
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
More beats, Vicar.
Okay, this is the More Beats Vicar part of the show, and I thought this month, DJ Vicar, I wanted to ask you a bit about being a Christian and sort of being in the clubbing scene and being involved with kind of dance and electronic music, because I know that sometimes it can be frowned upon by the church and Christians, so... What are your thoughts on this? How do you, you know, what is your view about being a Christian and, you know, going clubbing and listening to electronic music, dance music and DJing? What are your views on that?
Well, I think, first of all, I think my views have changed. I think when I first became a Christian, I think I was too extreme and I moved too quickly away from... club culture, and I think in a way I kind of wish that I'd, you know, it took me a few years to realise that actually probably that was a mistake. But understandably, I understand why people, you know, it can be frowned on. I think it is a difficult subject, but I think I think just like anything else, it's a place where Christ's love and, you know, God can be shared, and I think the church on a whole has been on a journey in trying to understand how it can be present in clubbing culture, how it can, you know, not run away from it but actually embrace it. I think not meaning it embracing, you know, all aspects of it.
No.
Not saying, you know, that Christians who go clubbing will take drugs and all the rest of it, but saying, you know, it's a place where the gospel of Jesus can, you know, can be shared, and where Christians can go and represent Christ's light.
And
as I said, for me, it's been a journey. I think one of the first things was being taken to a club a few years ago. With a guy who was a club chaplain in Nottingham, and just out, and we just prayed before we went, just
right.
Prayed simply before we went clubbing, and then we were there. We just tried to connect with God, and if the opportunity arose, tried to, you know, be open about our faith in that environment.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I suppose it's just, for me, it's just been encouraging to meet other people, both through Tasty Fresh and in other places, you know, hearing of what others are doing, both in London, the gathering that Clank and I and DJI went to in London, people, you know, there from 24/7 who, again, pray and then go into the clubs, people who put on club nights, not particularly just to evangelize and anything, but just to be, you know, authentic in that scene. And I think there's many different ways that we as Christians can both love Christ and be passionate about dance music and club culture.
And I think
that goes right back to even bringing some of the wonderful things of the music, the electronic music, into worship.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it can go both ways.
And so tell us, you know, like Revive, which is the Groove Fellowship that we go to in Birmingham. There's some guys there, aren't they, that they're Christians and they go into clubs, don't they, quite a bit, just to talk to people. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, there's different people at Revive who are either DJs, producers and DJs like yourselves, or who are just, clubbers, like going clubbing, and who, again, enjoy clubbing, but also, again, enjoy the opportunity to talk to people, to get to know people and share their faith. I think the thing with Revive is that we've hoped that we might encourage each other, whether we're DJs or clubbers or producers, in the different ways that we might be involved in what is a very, you know, wide and varied scene.
Mm. Yeah. That's really good. And for anyone that is listening to this, whether they're listening to the recorded show or live, just really want to encourage you, you know, if you are really into kind of electronic and dance music, you know, don't feel that, you know, you can't enjoy it just because you're a Christian. And you know, if you ever want to get in touch with us, you can do, and yeah. We'd be pleased to talk to you and get you involved. So thanks DJ Vicar for that, and that's all for
thanks,
more
DJ
Beats Vicar.
Cheers.
Loft Studios presents
So that's just about it for this month's Aloft Studios Presents. And before we finish, we just want to bring you some events and news and some web links, that kind of thing. And I remember last month we gave a shout out to DJ 404. And guys, do you want to mention, he's changed, doesn't he, DJ 404?
404 is no more. How about that for a catchphrase? Yeah, he's changed his name to Christopher Carl.
Okay.
C A R L. Christopher Carl is the new name for Mr. 404.
Yeah, so we thought we should mention that.
He's got a new MySpace page with Christopher Carl on it now, so you can check that out.
Yeah. Cool. So Christopher Carl, who is the owner and head honcho of CastleFire.com.
Yep.
And talking of radio, again, as we mentioned, this is now being broadcast on the Aloft radio as part of aloftstudios.co.uk.
Yep.
And you guys want to mention some podcasts that can be found, some new podcasts that can be found on your website?
That's right. Yeah, obviously this program is a podcast, but Rue's got a couple of other podcasts as well she's going to tell us about.
Yeah, now... I've talked about it in previous shows about Chill 30. You can now subscribe to that in iTunes if you just search for excuse me, Chill 30. And also, I've got a new one called The Ascension Selection, which is another monthly podcast. Each month I'll be doing a mix, and it'll be just in different styles, whichever... the kind of style I fancy doing that month, I will do it. And so you can subscribe to that in iTunes as well. We'll put all the links and stuff on the website, so you can look at that to see what the links are again on www.aloftstudios.co.uk.
And as I said at the beginning of the show, on djvicar.co.uk you'll find various links every month. Some of the tracks that I'll be playing and have played will appear on there, as well as, again, links to Aloft Studios and some of the other podcasts. And, just to mention, coming up next month in the Master Mix, we're going to have a mix by another Birmingham lad called DJ Moimer. He's a bit of a turntablist. He rubs shoulders with some of the big name turntablists, and he's got some real skills. So we're looking forward to bringing a master mix from him next month. And also DJ Io, you remember we've mentioned her night that happens in Birmingham, and she has a new DJ Io has a new night on a Saturday, first Saturday of the month, called Soul Elements, and that's happening in the Fusion Bar, and that's a collaboration with New Style Radio and also Malcolm B. And so yeah, check that out if you're in Birmingham. That's Fusion Bar in Birmingham. Guys, have you got any other things before we finish?
Yeah, there's a brand new Deep Life website which I've just finished this week, so check out www.deepliferecords.com. and as you'll see, it's just a kind of like the old one, but a new design and a new layout, and all the artists have got beatport players and stuff like that. I think it's just easier to navigate now, so check that out.
And as always, if you're interested in getting together, we in the More Beats sticker, we talked about being you know, both a Christian and being involved in club culture. And again, if you're in Birmingham or nearabouts, then do look us up. We'd like to see you at Revive. And again, all the links for that you can find at aloftstudios.co.uk. So that's about it for this month. See ya.
Presents in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.